Today we celebrate the feast of a saint that lived about 400 years ago, Saint Robert Bellarmine. He was a Jesuit, and he was declared by the Church as a doctor of the Church, meaning that his writings on theology, his writings about the faith, are very solid, something that Catholics should follow. And so whenever we have the Mass of a doctor of the Church, we say the Nicene Creed at Mass. So you'll notice after the sermon that we have the Nicene Creed before we have the offertory. And other feasts, as you know, we usually have the Gloria, but not the Creed. But today I wanted to speak about something else that is very important for this day, May 13th, and you probably know that this was the date, May 13th, this was the day of the month, that Our Lady first appeared to the three children at Fatima in the year 1917. And she appeared every month from May 13th until October 13th, when the great miracle of the sun was worked, where the sun danced in the sky and the people saw it falling toward the earth. And suddenly everything that was all soaking wet from the rain was dried up, and the sun went back to its place. That miracle that so many, that even atheists couldn't deny it, they saw it happen. And by that, Our Lady proved that what the three little children were telling people was true, that Our Lady was really appearing to them, because the people could not see Our Lady, only the children could. But what happened on this first apparition? These were three little shepherd children. Jacinta was 7 years old, and Francisco, was her brother, was age 9, and Lucia was age 10, and they were just shepherd children out watching the sheep, and they had prayed the rosary, and then they saw this flash of lightning, but there wasn't any clouds in the sky, so it seemed a little strange there, but they thought, well, maybe there's a storm on the other side of the hill, so they thought, we better take the sheep, go down the hill, down to the bottom. And as they got toward the bottom of the hill, they saw another flash of what they thought was lightning. And then Our Lady appeared to them. I read you how that went. This is from a book by a priest who had carefully researched Fatima. He says, when they reached the bottom of the slope opposite the site of where the chapel of the apparitions is now, they stopped, surprised and dazzled by a wonderful apparition. 2 paces away, on the foliage of an evergreen oak, they saw a beautiful lady, all luminous, more resplendent than the sun. With a gesture of motherly kindness, the apparition reassured them, saying, fear not, I will do you no harm. The lady was all beautiful. She seemed to be from 15 to 18 years of age. Her dress, white as snow, tied at the neck by a gold cord, reached down to her feet, which were just visible, barely touching the branches of the tree. A white veil embroidered with gold covered her head and shoulders and fell to her feet like the dress. The hands were joined at the height of her breast in an attitude of prayer. A rosary of brilliant pearls with a silver cross hung from her right hand, and her face was of an ineffable beauty, shone in a halo as bright as the sun, and seemed to be veiled by a slight look of sorrow. After some minutes of contemplating this apparition, finally Lucy spoke up. She said, where do you come from? And Our Lady replied, I come from heaven. From heaven, said Lucia, and why have you come here? I have come to ask you to come here for 6 months in a row on the 13th day of each month at this same hour. In the month of October, I will tell you who I am and what I want. And then Lucia asked her, can you tell me if the war will end soon? Remember, this was in 1917. That was during World War I. It was a terrible war all over Europe. And Our Lady said, I cannot tell you that until I have told you what I want. So Lucia said, you come from heaven. What about me? Will I go to heaven? Yes, you will go to heaven. And Jacinta? Jacinta also. And Francis? Then Our Lady turned to Francis, and she looked at him kindly, but with a bit of a reproach in her look, as if she was a little bit unhappy with Francis. And she said, he will also go to heaven, but he must say his rosary. And we know that after that, when Francis, because he didn't hear this, but after that, he began to pray many rosaries, sometimes 8 or 9 rosaries a day, because Our Lady had said he must pray the rosary if he wants to get to heaven. So then Francis said, he said, I don't see anybody there. He said, throw a stone to make sure there's somebody there. And Lucy looked at him in surprise and then said to Our Lady, how is it that Francis does not see you? Tell him to recite the rosary and he will see me, Our Lady said. And Lucia did, and he took up his rosary, and after he prayed 6 or 7 Hail Marys, suddenly he saw the beautiful lady, but he still couldn't hear what she said. Then Lucy asked the lady about a couple friends of theirs that had died, a couple young girls who had died that they knew, and she wanted to know, are they in heaven? She said, is little Maria das Neves, who died recently, in heaven? Yes, she is in heaven. And Amelia? Amelia was a girl who was not a bad girl. She was good, but Our Lady said she will be in purgatory until the end of the world. And when Lucy, years later, was asked again about this, she said, yes, Our Lady said, until the end of the world. Then Our Lady asked them, would you like to offer yourselves to God to make sacrifices and to accept willingly all the sufferings it may please him to send you in order to make reparation for so many sins which offend the divine majesty and to obtain the conversion of sinners and to make amends for all the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary? And Lucy answered for all the children, yes, we would like that very much. Then Our Lady said, you will soon have much to suffer, but the grace of God will help you and give you the strength you need. And then the children, Our Lady shone a light on them that Sister Lucia said was so intense and deep that it penetrated their breast even to the depths of their souls, and it made them see themselves in God more clearly than if they were looking in the mirror. And they fell down to pray on their knees, saying, O most holy Trinity, I adore you. My God, I love you. And shortly after that was when Our Lady recommended to them to pray the rosary every day for the peace of the world. So then, as we know, the children came back each month on the 13th day of the month, and Our Lady appeared to them again. Except in August, the children were prevented from going on the 13th, but they went back a few days later, and Our Lady appeared to them. But think of what Our Lady asked the children. Every time she appeared to them, she asked them to pray the rosary every day. And think of how Our Lady wants us to do that also. You perhaps pray the rosary every day in your family, and that would be very good. If you don't, perhaps you can do what Jacinta did. In Jacinta's family, Jacinta and Francisco, sometimes they weren't going to pray the rosary, and little Jacinta, 7 years old, would speak up and encourage them to get the family to pray the rosary. Or at least do what Saint Maria Goretti did, who died a martyr for purity at age 12. We read in her life that she prayed the rosary every day without fail, and that on the days where her family didn't pray it, of course her father had died, and her family was very poor and very hard working, very long days, and sometimes they wouldn't pray it, being very tired. But we read that Saint Maria Goretti would stay up after everyone else went to bed, and she made sure that she at least said her daily rosary. And there was a great pope, Leo XIII, in the 1800s, who wrote many things about the rosary, and he said if all Catholics would pray the rosary every day, the evils in the world would end. And he said that many times, long before Our Lady appeared to the children at Fatima. And then Our Lady said the same thing when she spoke to the children. So think of that. If there's so many evils in the world today, and you and I and all Catholics, we could end those evils if we prayed the rosary every day. But unfortunately, still there are many Catholics who don't, or they pray it some days, but not every day. There was something else that happened, very special, on this same day. At the same time that Mary was appearing to the children, in 1917, on May 13th, there was a bishop being consecrated in Rome. And that bishop later became Pope Pius XII, a very good and holy pope, and he is known as the Pope of Fatima because he promoted so much the message of Our Lady of Fatima. And he also urged families to pray the rosary every day, and he asked, especially during the month of May, Our Lady's month, that all families have a shrine to Our Lady in their home, and that the parents bring their children to place flowers at the statue of Our Lady, and to pray there every day during May. So that's my last advice to you today in the sermon, is have your little shrine to Our Lady in May. You hopefully always have a picture or statue in the home, in the main room of the home, throughout the year. But during May, you can decorate it, make it especially nice. There was one little boy, he's buried in the cemetery in Akron, Ohio, where I buried my mother. This little boy was, he died around 1930 or before that. I don't remember the exact date, but he was 9 years old. And I've gone to his grave. There's a very simple tombstone there, but most people wouldn't know that it was anything important, but there's actually a book written about him in the 1930s. And it tells about the edifying life that he led even as a young boy. And it tells how he always wanted the most beautiful shrine to Our Lady in his family home. And one day he went to visit another Catholic family, and he came back in tears to his mother. And he said, "Mom, they don't have a shrine to Our Lady, and it's May." He couldn't believe it, and he wasn't going to let that go, so he went over and he set up a shrine to Our Lady in their home. So think of that this month, and If you probably already have one set up in home, but if not, ask your parents if you can make the statue or the image of Our Lady in the main room of the home, especially beautiful this month, and pray there every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.